I mean, he's dangerous with his legs, which is obviously a problem for any defense. I mean, you can have a quarterback who's comfortable sitting in the pocket, throwing the ball, run a little bit, and then when he feels pressure, he's able to escape and make something happen, maybe out of nothing. And so you have to have guys that are going to rally to the ball. You know, he most likely was going to make the first guy miss, but as long as we have a second, a third, a fourth guy coming in there, throwing his head around, you know, we'll be just fine.
You talk about rallying to the ball. They haven't turned the ball over this year. I mean, how does that kind of motivate you guys to try to get some turnovers this week?
Motivates us a lot. If you haven't looked at the stats, we're actually, you know, top in the country at taking turnovers away and holding onto the ball ourselves. So I think they're one of the top also. So he's got to come in. The important thing is turnovers, and we're going to stress that, you know, like I said, every week we're going to stress that anyway, but getting takeaways against a team like this is obviously a huge, huge help to the offense, and then holding on to the ball by our offense is a huge help for us.
What do you feel like this game, you know, the last couple of years, it's kind of been the turning point where you guys are undefeated and then you lose to Alabama and then it kind of goes downhill. Why do you feel like this game's been the turning point the last few years?
Well, one thing, we're not undefeated, so I think we've already got that bitter taste of losing in our mouths. And I want to say that the years before coming in undefeated might have not been the best thing for us because maybe our heads got blown up, seeing too much of the media saying, oh, here's a great A&M team going against a great Alabama team, all that, blah, blah, blah. But I think actually, you know, losing to UCLA in the manner that we did humbled a lot of guys, and that puts a chip on our shoulder for the rest of the season.
The last couple of weeks, they've started really quickly. How important is it to match that intensity early?
It's extremely important. It's also important to make sure that they don't start that fast. Mm-hmm. And we have to start faster than they do, mm-hmm. obviously. But, you know, to stop them from starting fast is the method that you use to stop them from starting fast is obviously us going out there and starting, you know, fast. And that's something that, you know, he who strikes first wins, and that's a philosophy that we've always believed in and that we're going to have to implement in this game.
So much has been made about this Alabama game. What would it mean for you guys to win this game on Saturday?
I mean, you know, like we say every week, we just want to go 1-0. And so in the ultimate scheme of things, to go 1-0 this week, it's going to play a huge factor in us at the end of the season. And to us, you know, while they are a talented team and a well-coached team and all that, it's still just another game. It's still another stepping stone in the right direction. So we're just going to come with our best, because obviously we respect them. We're going to come with our best, our A game, and we're going to try to get a win.
The fact that you're a heavy underdog, does that mean anything this week to you guys? Do you even talk about something like that?
We don't really discuss it much. You know, we don't really talk about outside noise. Mm-hmm. It's just a distraction. Mm-hmm. And mainly what we're focused on is ourselves, what's going on in our locker room, how we're going to prepare for the opponent, not really what everyone else is saying, what everyone else believes, and all those things.
What goes through your mind? Obviously, they've beaten the first two SEC teams. They've played like 125-3 combined. What goes through your mind when you see a stat like that?
Just got to be stout in the defense, because obviously their offense is pretty dang good. So you just got to come with your hard hat.
How do you slow down the running game from Alabama?
You got to bring pressure, and you have to fill gaps. You have to shed blocks. It's important. You have to control the line of scrimmage. You can't let those guys push you back. You can't let them open up seams. You can't let their line or their offensive line climb up to the second level with ease. So we have to take the pressure off of our linebackers and our backing guys. You've got to come up and play the run.
Now obviously, that's easier said than done.
Obviously,
right?
Yes.
So how do you get it done?
Right. I mean, guys just got to play physical, you know. This week of practice is going to be important, making sure you're playing with great pad leverage. Hand placement is perfect. Has to be great, you know. You can't really come in lax against any opponent. And if you don't bring your technique against, especially an SEC team or especially Alabama, then, you know, you're bound to get exposed. So
Kingsley mentioned technique is what gets Alabama a lot of credit here. Let me hear it from you, man. I mean, what is the technique specifically that makes such a good football team?
Well, I mean, they're sound, technically. Where they beat a lot of teams or where they make their big plays, A lot of times if you watch the film, it's not just complete domination. It's really they have good hand placement. Their pad level is lower than the other guys. They're able to get a little bit more push, cut off, you know, three techniques, five techniques, you know, things like that, climb up to the second level because they're not getting slowed down because they have good technique and good leverage. And it's just these little things that they're doing more correctly than a lot of other teams that helps them be so successful.
And